Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Where did they pop the question? I want to hear, like, the best stories. It could be the simplest thing. You're like, a random stop we'd never expect. Because I have this list here, McKenzie, with the top places to pop the question. There's daytime places, and then just overall the top places in the world to do it.
Where did you propose to Lindsay?
I proposed to her. Originally, I met her. I'm from Michigan, and I met her when I worked in radio on the west side of Michigan. And between Chicago and Grand Rapids, there's Lake Michigan, a big lake up there.
Yes.
So she loved the lake shore, so I took her there, and I proposed as the sun was setting. It was beautiful. Seagulls were chirping around. And just pooping on everybody.
Aww.
And I dropped to my knee, did an awkward long thing, and then everybody's like cheering because the beach was packed that day, that evening.
Aww.
So that was cool. And then she proceeded to drop the ring in the water, and thank God I grabbed it because it could have been gone forever.
Oh, I could just see you pant. It was weird. If you ever watched Taylor Swift's documentary, Miss Americana, at a meet and greet with Taylor Swift, the couple popped the question. Like, he got down on one knee. So it was so awkward because it was like him and his girl, and then like Taylor was standing there, but it was memorable. But Taylor's like, wow, is this really happening?
Yeah, I know. I wonder what Taylor Swift was actually even thinking when that's going down.
Now, I mean, it's cool if your girl is, you know, loves a celeb.
How old were you when you got proposed to?
I would have been still in college, my senior year of college.
Okay.
So whatever, like 22.
Okay, so do you remember like when and where, like what was happening? Tell us about that. Where were you at?
I was Christmas morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Christmas morning. We are, so my family has a tradition, still do, of being in our pajamas all day long.
Nice.
So he was, as often like he was, down with my family, and we all did like our presents in the living room, and then he pulled me over to a side room and had a big box. And I thought it was like, ooh, lingerie, because he's like, we want to open this away from everybody. So I opened the big box, and there was like another box. And anyway, I opened the box, there were like all these boxes down to like a little itty bitty box, which is obviously the ring box. And I opened that, and I was like, oh, and my mouth dropped. And then I looked, and he was down on one knee. So it was sweet, because we grew up together, and his family literally lived four houses down.
Okay.
So then they all came running down the street after, you know, I said yes. And it was just a really fun, like, with our family.
Did you know the proposal was coming?
I actually didn't, and I am so, like, usually know whenever anything is happening, so it was a really cool surprise.
My wife totally knew.
Because all the pictures, I'm literally, like, in my pajamas, like, no makeup, you know, but it was fun.
All right, Liv the Web Girl, I imagine your dream proposal would be, like, at a basketball game.
Maybe, if it was at, maybe, like, the where I went to college,
Louisville?
That could be cool, yes.
Would you want that, like, if you had a dream proposal,
I don't
what
even
would you want it to be?
I don't know what that would look like.
He might be
like.
Listening.
I know, he might be.
By the way, get your diamond at Diamonds Direct.
I don't even know what it would be. I feel like I would want my family there possibly like afterwards, but I wouldn't mind it if it was just like a very intimate moment between the two of us.
Yeah.
Like something intimate. So like if it was at a basketball game that's like in front of a lot of people, I don't know. That's like, it's so hard for me to even like fathom that. Like I have no idea. I don't think I really have a dream proposal at all. I just think that like, however my significant other wants to do it, I'm going to be like happy with. I don't know. I don't have any like dreams.
He'll have to ask your dad's permission because I feel like that is such a gentleman thing to do.
But I feel like guys don't even do that anymore, by the way.
Oh, every single one of my brother-in-laws did that. My future hubby will absolutely have to do that.
Here's my question though. Like if I get married again, like, like since it's like, would he ask that to my dad? Because I'm like, I'm not 22 obviously
right.
anymore. Like I don't know if that's like second go.
Yeah, here it is. I mean, he already gave you away once. Like you've been given. Now
my poor dad already paid for like three giant, like huge weddings.
He's like, no, you can't marry my daughter. Absolutely not. Cortland, you're on Joan McKenzie. Where did you get the question popped?
I got the question popped. I was on vacation in Maui, Hawaii, and he popped the question on the beach in front of the sunset.
Oh, beautiful.
Literally perfect.
Yeah.
Wow. Yes. That's pretty cool. See, now as a guy, I would be so afraid to transfer the ring like through security do all that. Like, how are you going to like, sir, what's in the box right there? Yes.
What's
can you open the box? Oh, is that an engagement ring?
I'm sure that's happened before.
I'm sure TSA is like, hey, surprise. Will you marry me? Adrian, what's going on? Tell us about your situation.
I got engaged underneath the waterfall at Cataract Falls in Indiana.
Oh, man. See, I love the nature stuff. Mine would be at Torch Lake, which is in Michigan. That's the clearest lake in Michigan. That's where my proposal would be.
You're going to propose to your new man where your old man's from?
It's a really? He's not from Torch Lake. He's from like central Michigan. This is 2 hours away from there.
Oh. The family lives across the lake, Liv, okay? Big difference.
Join McKinsey on Radio Now.